Stan had unfurled a copy of the Daily Prophet and was now reading with his tongue between his teeth. A large photograph of a sunken-faced man with long, matted hair blinked slowly at Harry from the front page. He looked strangely familiar. "That man," Harry said, forgetting his troubles for a moment. "He was on the Muggle News." Stanley turned to the front page and chuckled. "Sirius Black," he said, nodding. "Course he was on the Muggle News, Neville. Where you been?" He gave a superior sort of chuckle at the blank look on Harry's face, removed the front page and handed it to Harry. "You ought to read the papers more, Neville." Harry held the paper up to the candlelight and read. "Black still at large. Sirius Black, possibly the most infamous prisoner ever to be held in Azkaban Fortress, is still eluding capture, the Ministry of Magic confirmed today. We are doing all we can to recapture Black," said the Minister for Magic, Cornelius Fudge, this morning, "and we beg the magical community to remain calm." Fudge has been criticised by some members of the International Federation of Warlocks for informing the Muggle Prime Minister of the crisis. "Well, really, I had to, don't you know," said an irritable Fudge,